This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public after Sunday's local elections that saw a record number of voters deliver a stunning rebuke to Beijing. But she also says it's time for the protest to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
The vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics, and the latest evidence of continued public support for a 5-month-old pro-democracy movement that has become increasingly aggressive. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. They mainly have hyper-local issues such as noise complaints and bus stop locations. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators spoke by phone. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details there.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday, Beijing time, with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A new leak of classified information, and this is VOA News. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minorities, Muslims in the country's province. The trove of documents, which was obtained and published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, revealed the blueprints and tactics behind an intensifying campaign of intrusive surveillance, political and cultural indoctrination against Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic groups in Xinjiang. Rights groups have warned for years that China is systematically oppressing the Uyghurs and eradicating their culture and religious beliefs. The White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed extensive efforts to generate an after-the-fact justification for President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine. That's according to The Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House Counsel's Office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
U.S. President Trump Monday offered another conflicting account of a leadership shakeup at the Pentagon while defending his decision to intervene on behalf of a Navy SEAL convicted of battlefield misconduct during the fight against the Islamic State group in Iraq. Asked about Sunday's firing of the U.S. Navy's top civilian, Secretary Richard Spencer, Mr. Trump told White House reporters that we've been thinking about that for a long time. He also defended ordering Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Sunday to cancel a review board hearing for Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher. Gallagher was acquitted by a military jury earlier this year of charges he murdered a wounded Islamic State terror group fighter during his deployment to Iraq in 2017, but he was found guilty of posing with the teenager's body and then demoted. Israel's attorney general says that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet ministers are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. That would change if Netanyahu is convicted and all his appeals are exhausted. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.